NATO defense ministers are meeting today in Brussels to assess the campaign in Libya. That's a day after NATO warplanes pounded Tripoli with some of the most intense airstrikes since the coalition operation began in March. Joining us now, Jonathan Marcus, defense and diplomatic correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He is at the NATO meeting and joins us now. Jonathan, from what I understand, despite Gaddafi's insistence that he's not going anywhere, NATO seems to be under the impression that his departure is a given.
Well, Celeste, they certainly insist, the key players anyway, Britain, France, the United States, that this can only end in one way, with the departure of Colonel Gaddafi. Of course, when that's going to happen is the big question. The operation has just been extended a week or so ago for another 3 months. We've seen the intensified attacks, not so much a pounding of Tripoli, but a pounding of one particular part of Tripoli, the presidential compound and its associated buildings. Clearly, the hope here at NATO is that they're not going to need a further extension, that this will be terminated by the end of the current 3 month period.
At which point they're now, what are they doing? They're making plans for what they need to do with Libya after Gaddafi goes?
Well, they are. And I mean, on one hand, it may sound a bit presumptuous, a bit much for putting the cart before the horse. But I think there's a big concern that they don't want the sort of chaos that ensued in Iraq when the regime there collapsed. There are clearly big refugee problems in Libya, people displaced, people across the border in Tunisia, shortages of medicines, a whole variety of humanitarian concerns. So what NATO has been doing is they've been talking to the UN, to the African Union. There is a strong sense here from officials I've spoken to, they don't want NATO itself to take a prominent role in the post-war stabilisation of Libya, but there is a kind of grudging, reluctant acceptance that NATO may be the only organisation in the very short term that can come in with logistical help and so on, but they want the primary responsibility for the stability of and the transition towards a new Libya to be in the hands of somebody else like the United Nations.
What kind of plans are they making, if any, for the sort of worst case scenario, the civil war that would split the country down the middle into east and west?
Well, there is, in a sense, a kind of a civil war at the moment, although clearly the rebel forces have little capacity to actually win on their own. I think this is both political and practical. I think one of the elements we've seen in Western contacts with the Transitional Council in Benghazi has been a pretty consistent effort to try and get them to at least signal that they're willing to reach out to regime loyalists. We've obviously seen over recent weeks a growing number of defections from the higher echelons, the higher levels of the Libyan government. But clearly, there is a desire that there shouldn't be a major settling of scores, that whilst there are clearly large numbers of people who appear to continue to back Colonel Gaddafi, if he were to go, then whatever new arrangements are put into place in a new, more democratic Libya, it has to encompass and include those people as well.
Jonathan Marcus is at the NATO meeting in Brussels today. He's a defense and diplomatic correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you. Thanks.